It is sad that the only thing certain in life is that things will change. It's true. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Change is something we all resist, dislike, and wish would never happen. It brings stress, discomfort, and makes us feel that we've lost control. The loss of a loved one, a husband, father, or dear friend, brings about a change that is totally out of our control. A job loss, financial loss, a move to a new town or college can add to our stress. Stress is something we really don't like. But as a friend of mine always says, the only people that like change are wet babies. It's funny, but it's true. So how do we cope with change? How do we react to things that are totally out of our control? What promises does our Lord make about dealing with the changes in our lives? It's important to understand that God is in control, not us. Understand that we didn't do anything wrong to be facing these changes. God won't change our circumstances, but He will sustain us and give us the tools necessary to get us through them. It's important to acknowledge that change is inevitable. Our lives are always changing in some way. But the big ones require us to face our feelings, manage our stress, and try to understand this unwanted change. Here are a few things to keep in mind. First, God never changes, and neither does His love. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be strong. Remember that God is always there for you. He won't abandon you, always has your back. Two, God is with you. Sometimes following a loss of a loved one, we feel that God has abandoned us, or that we may have done something wrong in our lives to cause God to punish us. Nothing could be further from the truth. God is waiting for us with open arms to help us and guide us through the stress and pain. Don't fear. Turn to our Lord in prayer, and He will give you the tools to cope. And third, God will guide our way. Change takes time. It's a process, and prayer will help us get to the answers. We need to acknowledge the change and our feelings, ask our Lord to help us and guide us. Through prayer, we can face our feelings, be grateful, and set goals for moving forward in our lives. There's an ancient quote from Socrates that says, "The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new." Let's pray that God will help us concentrate on what's ahead for our lives. Not that we can or want to forget the past, but to reframe our thinking about the future. Change means growing and learning. We realize that our lives will change over time, and occasionally there are major changes that will challenge us. Let that change bring us closer to our Lord. Closer to the person we're meant to be. Closer to God's promise to be always with us, never abandon us, and lead us to everlasting life. That's my prayer for you today, my friend. This is Tony Agnese.